This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to the Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley here on Ask the Experts Weekend. I will be your host for today's show, which is Take Two, Your Guide to Better Living. We are here on the air from 11 to noon every Saturday, and you can either tune in during this hour, or if you miss this production, you can always go to our website and click on the podcast section, and all of these podcasts are recorded for you. So you can scroll through and listen to previous shows or whatever you like. The Take Two Healthcare Center is located at 5777 Far Hills Avenue, and you can reach us online at www.take2healthcare.com. That's with the number two. And you can reach us on the phone at 937-433-3241. That is our office phone. We are open Monday through Friday. Again, that's 937-433-3241. Like I said, I'll be your host for this hour. I am a doctor of chiropractic and a certified clinical thermography technician. And today I will be talking to you quite a bit about thermography because the month of May is right around the corner. And all through the month of May, our office offers 10% off all thermography services. Now, thermography is mainly used as a tool to detect breast cancer. There's also other uses for it in which images are taken of the other areas of the body, either the upper extremities or the lower extremities. But other reasons for its use would be to look for any imbalancing of muscles, segmental dysfunction of the spine, a lot of things that can be detected above where the neck is, such as, you know, imbalances of muscles and which would indicate overuse or tension or things like that would be associated with headaches and things like that. Other areas would be like dental. If there's any dental inflammation, that can be seen with thermography. But its main use is for breast cancer, and that's what most of the patients come to us for. And like I said, during the month of May, we will be offering 10% off that service. So a normal breast cancer screening is $160. During the month of May, it'll be $144. So I advise you, if you've been thinking about getting this done, call and schedule your appointment because it is filling up fast. We are the only clinic in the Dayton area that offers thermography, and I think the next closest is actually in Cincinnati, but we are about half of their price. So call and schedule your appointment, write it down on your calendar, and just get it done. And what if you're wondering what it is, like I said, it's another tool used to detect breast cancer. And some definite pros of it would be that it is approved by the FDA and has been since 1982. So it's nothing new. You know, it's been around for quite a while. The sensitivity of this type of imaging can be up to 90%. So it's very high. There's no radiation. There's no compression. There's no contraindications. So it's safe for women of every age. Women who may have implants, women who have high breast density, if you've been told you have a lot of density when you've gotten your mammograms, what that means is that when the radiologist is reading your mammogram, they're seeing a lot of white, cloudy type of visual images on the breast screening. And what that does is it can actually hide a tumor because your tumors show up as white as well. So it looks like very cloudy, and it can hide tumors, which actually lowers the reliability of mammograms. And it's actually a law in many states that your radiologist or technician has to tell you about that, about how low the reliability of mammography is when you have high dense breasts or high density in the breast tissue. Now, density decreases as you age, but it's high for women between the ages of around 40 to 60. And guess what? That's when most breast cancers occur. So even if you're gung-ho about getting your mammograms, that's perfectly fine. You always want a second opinion, don't you? And this second opinion is just a great non-invasive tool used to detect breast cancer. Let me tell you how a common visit goes. So you come in, your paperwork is completed, and they take you back to the room. And the room is set at a certain temperature. It's a little chilly in there, but it's about 70 degrees. And you sit in that room by yourself for about 15 minutes. And what that does is that acclimates your skin temperature to the same temperature as the camera and the room. So everything in there is the same temperature. And you are disrobed from the waist up. And I will come in after about 15 minutes and I'll have you stand up and stand in front of the camera. And there is a room divider up, so there's no interaction between you or I until the end of the testing when you're all dressed. So what I do is I actually end up taking about 5 to 7 images. And the actual imaging only literally takes about 2 minutes. I've timed myself, 2 to 3 minutes. So it's very easy to do. Like I said, there's no interaction. And once you're all done, you'll get dressed and we send the images out to be read that day. However, it typically takes about 2 weeks to get the results back. Your images are read by a board-certified thermologist by the name of Dr. Robert Kane, and he's located in Redwood City, California. He's been reading these images for over 30 years, and he's very good at it. So we send the images out, we get the results back, and we call you, and you come in, and we go over them together. And your visit with me is included in the price you pay at the very beginning, which was $144 during the month of May. So it's a great deal. You get Dr. Kane's written report. You also get a report from myself. So what I do is I sit down, I look at his findings, and if you're a current patient, I look at other things that you've done with us, or if you're a new patient to the office, I go over other options that can, you know, help you understand the best things you can do for your breast health. And then we sit down and go over those together, and you also get a copy of your images. So it comes with a lot. It sounds like there's a lot that it entails, but it's really, it's actually pretty easy for the patient. There's a couple protocols that you have to take prior to getting your imaging done, and those can be found online, and they're also reviewed with you when you schedule your appointment. And it's things that can affect the internal temperature of the body the day of the appointment. So you can't have any x-rays within 24 hours of the imaging, can't have coffee that morning, you can't take a shower that morning, no underarm deodorant or antiperspirant. It's recommended that you don't wear a bra to the appointment. So things that can affect the images, we go over that with you. So like I said, during the month of May, we will be offering 10% off all thermography services. And I highly recommend to get it done if you haven't done it before, just because I've seen quite a few patients that have clear mammography readings. But in their mammography reports, it says this patient has high breast density or you know, which affects the reliability of this mammogram. It says that in your report. And if you've never actually seen your written report from getting a mammogram, you can request that. Because after you get a mammogram or any imaging that you ever do, a radiologist has to write up the findings. And you have access to that as a patient. So you can probably just call and they can either mail it to you or fax it. It just depends on what you have signed with them and as far as a release statement goes. But, you know, if you get your mammograms, it's always good to back it up with some other form of testing. I do recommend getting a thermogram. However, I usually sit down with these patients after their thermograms, or even if you haven't gotten one, and I go over blood work recommendations as well. Typically, if I've never seen your blood work, I usually recommend to get it done. The comprehensive panel that we run in our office compared to what your primary care doctor is running is way more comprehensive. Not only do we run more markers, but we also are more strict on our standards. Okay, what that means is, I'm going to give you an example of the diabetic marker. The hemoglobin A1C is a marker in the blood that if you're diabetic, they monitor. The clinical cutoff for that is 6.4. So once your number gets to 6.4 or above, then you're considered diabetic. Our cutoff is 5.6. So even if you're not a diabetic, but you're trending that way, we will show it to you, show you what causes it, show you what to do to fix it. So that goes with the whole panel that we run, and we run about 54 different markers in a comprehensive blood panel. And the reason why I always recommend to back up either your mammogram or thermography with that type of testing is because, for one, it's another non-invasive way to check for cancer and other inflammatory findings. And number two is that out of all those markers, there are about 5 to 6 cancer markers we run that in a serious situation, they will be elevated. So if your mammogram doesn't catch anything and your thermogram looks pretty good, we still run the blood work. And if those inflammatory markers or cancer markers come back high, that can indicate a pathology. So we go over that and what causes it. And if those markers come back high, since we've ran the full panel, we are able to look at other areas in the blood to see, okay, just because these inflammatory markers are high doesn't necessarily mean you have cancer. So let's rule out liver inflammation, kidney inflammation, thyroid function. So we look at all of those, and that's why we run that full panel. So I opened up this segment with a lot. I'm going to break it down to much more simpler terms when we get back. But anyways, we do have to cut to a short break. You are listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. We'll be right back.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Cold and flu season is here. Stop in at Health Foods Unlimited for savings on your favorite vitamins and supplements, including Primal Defense from Garden of Life, ImmunoShield, Ester C, and Oregano Force. Also, the number one selling standardized elderberry extract, Sambucus, from Nature's Way. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
At McAfee, we strive to remain a leader in our industry by realizing you, the customer, comes first. We also know your time is valuable. You should never have to take time away from what matters to get an estimate on a new system for your home. So now, like never before, receive a price instantly using our online estimating tool at mcair.com. Any season, any time. McAfee.
On April 3rd, 1974, a tornado tore through the heart of Xenia, killing 33 people and injuring more than 1,300 others. The Dayton Red Cross was there helping families, just as they have with every other disaster, big or small, for the last 100 years. This is Don Donaher asking you to join me in Aqua Falls Bottled Water in congratulating the American Red Cross Dayton Area Chapter on 100 years of helping our community and making this a better and safer place to live. Help the Red Cross be ready for service by donating today at Red Cross.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group, and I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
From Grunder Landscaping Company, this is good news in Dayton. Dayton Power and Light's Right Tree, Right Place program educates customers about the importance of planting with utilities in mind. Trees can become a hazard and lead to power outages if planted too close to power lines. DP&L provides customers tips for planting trees and shrubs in utility-friendly locations. Through Right Tree, Right Place, DP&L partners with several businesses and organizations to encourage smart planting. DP&L, thanks for supporting our community. Your good news for Dayton.
This is Jim Evans, owner of BMW of Dayton, part of the Evans Dealer Group. I want to invite you to experience what it's like to drive with the Evans Edge. With a selection of 8 major automotive brands, you'll be able to choose from a full spectrum of vehicles. That's your Evans Edge. You can now lease a new 2017 BMW 320i for only $379 per month for 36 months, with just $4,054 due at signing. I'm Jim Evans, the dealer for you. Visit us on Poe Avenue across from Miller Lane, or see all the deals at bmwofdayton.com.
Lease is 36 months and 2,000 miles per year. $4,054 due at signing. Excludes tax, title, license, and duck fee. For highly qualified customers through BMW Financial Services.
Pella Sales is clearing out our Kettering warehouse of all overstocked Pella quality windows and doors this Saturday, April 22nd. This is a great opportunity for the do-it-yourself homeowner, handyman, or contractor. Hundreds of windows and doors, all priced to sell at this one-day event. Perfect for a room addition, porch enclosure, or sunroom. Everything must go. Pricing below our cost. Only at our Kettering warehouse at the end of Gateway Circle off East David Road, 9 a.m. to noon, only this Saturday. Call 435-0141 for details. Pella. View to be the best.
Look your best with A-Plus Cleaner. Shirts $1.99, pants $4.99, and dresses just $7.99. A-Plus has the lowest prices in the area and provides next-day service. With locations in Bellbrook, Kettering, and in Centerville. Next to Kroger on State Road 48.
Looking ahead to a mainly dry day. That being said, could see a few passing showers, mainly south of I-70. Cooler than average with highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, clearing skies, turning chilly, will dip down to a low around 40 degrees. As we take a look at your Sunday, even warmer. We'll see temperatures into the mid to upper 60s for the afternoon under mostly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio.
Now, let's return to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to better living on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back, everybody. You are tuned into Take Two Healthcare, your guide to better living. Here on Ask the Experts Weekend, I am Dr. Natalie Yaley, and I am your host for this hour. We have been going over a lot about thermography so far because during the month of May, the Take Two Healthcare Center will be offering 10% off all thermography services. And we are the only clinic in the Dayton area that offers thermography. So if you want to learn more about it, obviously stay tuned into this station because I'll be going over it more with you during the rest of this hour, or you can check us out online at www.take2healthcare.com, and that's with the number two. Just another reminder for you, another event we have coming up on May 6th, we will be doing the radio show live at Health Foods Unlimited. So we'll be out there. They will be doing their annual anniversary sale. It usually lasts all month, but I highly recommend going there and checking it out. They will have tons of vendors set up with a million samples for you to try, not just food, but lotions, makeup, skincare. I mean, you name it. You can get anything there. They have a little grocery section. They have supplements. They have things to clean your home with, body care, even pet supplies. I mean, you name it. The store is amazing. So head out there on May 6th from 11 to noon. I know I'll be there. I believe Dr. Merkel will be there. Dr. Dyer might be there. And then Dr. Marchek, she has an acupuncture seminar, so she will not be attending that. But I advise you, you know, put it on your calendar, May 6th, 11 to noon. We will be at Health Foods Unlimited doing the radio show live. So you can come meet us in person and ask us any questions and check out all the vendors. It'll be a fun day. All right, so we are talking about thermography because during the month of May, it'll be 10% off at our office. And the reason why we do it during May is because May is Women's Health Month. And there are other things besides thermography that we can offer you in our clinic. And, you know, a great reason to check us out or check out what else we do is because everything we do is non-invasive. And most of the time, it's perfectly safe. There's rarely any contraindications to what we do. We specialize in nutrition. We are all doctors of chiropractic, so we do offer chiropractic services, obviously. acupuncture is also offered in our office. Thermography, a new therapy treatment called Pulsed Electron Magnetic Frequency. Its acronym is PEMF. We offer that as well. We are the only clinic in the Dayton area that offers that as well, too. And that is a magnetic impulse therapy unit used for pain and inflammation. So I highly recommend and try that out if you haven't done so. But check us out online. Our website, again, is www.take2healthcare.com. We have to cut to a short break again. So stay tuned. Don't switch the channel. I'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley here on AM 1290, News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is Larry Hanskin from Miami Valley's Morning News. Every weekday, starting at 5 a.m., our team has one goal: to get you up to speed and get you to work on time.
I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. I'll have an updated forecast every 6 minutes.
And I'm Sergeant Mark Bauer, updating you on the latest traffic conditions affecting your drive-in.
And I'm Brittany Otto. Chris Collins and I keep you up to speed on the latest breaking news from overnight.
When you get in the car, listen to Miami Valley's Morning News with me, Larry Hanskin, on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 11:29. I'm Jonah Adi with an AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO News Update. Our top story: American Airlines capturing a lot of attention this morning after a viral video surfaced of an incident on one of their flights.
Slight chance of a few showers today. Temperatures cooler than normal. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. We're getting reports of a traffic call on South Gettysburg Avenue and Nicholas Road in Dayton, but not seeing any accidents on those freeways in the Miami Valley. Those are looking clear. Well, First United and now American Airlines is being accused of mistreating passengers. This after a viral video was recently posted.
The video starts with a woman crying, passengers saying an attendant violently ripped a stroller out of her hands, hitting her.
That's Fox's Jim McKay. He says American Airlines provided first-class tickets for the mother and her children on another flight, and the employee seen fighting in the video with another passenger was removed from duty. Well, a woman is in the hospital today after being hit by a car in Dayton. Medics responded to the Roosters on North Main Street just before 1 o'clock this morning. This incident had North Main Street blocked while police investigated. We're currently working to learn the condition of that woman and if police issued any charges or citations in connection reaction to this incident. We'll bring updates as they come in. In Miami County, a spike in overdoses as one hospital reported 10 in 24 hours. The Ohio Department of Health issued a warning on Thursday to Miami County that there could be an increase in overdoses yesterday. Authorities suspect fentanyl, which can be at least 40 times more powerful than heroin, to be a factor. This spike comes as Miami County and its surrounding areas have seen an increase in heroin and opioid overdoses in the last few years. Now to France, where the people are close to electing a new president, but the latest terror attack has still got them on edge.
Opinion polls suggest there are no fewer than four candidates in the running. The top two in tomorrow's vote go through to a runoff next month. The big talking points include security, particularly following the suspected terrorist killing of a police officer here on Thursday.
Fox's Simon Owen reporting. Now, the Storm Center 7 forecast.
Lots of clouds around for today. May see a passing shower into the early afternoon. Temperatures will be cooler than average in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now, the latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar. We're still clear in the Miami Valley under mostly cloudy skies. We currently have 46 degrees in Springfield, 48 degrees in Troy, and 48 degrees here in Dayton at 1132. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
Cold and flu season is here. Stop in at Health Foods Unlimited for savings on your favorite vitamins and supplements, including Primal Defense from Garden of Life, ImmunoShield, Ester C, and Oregano Force. Also, the number one selling standardized elderberry extract, Sambucus, from Nature's Way. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5.
Welcome to the Life Plan Minute, 60 seconds of wisdom for your life and investments with Dan Hypes.
Dan, there's a lot of change going on in the world these days.
Change is unavoidable. It impacts everything, time, relationships, and money.
And some people don't handle change well.
That's because how you transition through change is actually a choice.
I see plenty of people who are simply overwhelmed by change, whether it's the loss of a spouse or even retirement.
Change can be messy, but you have a choice in how you deal with change.
A financial transitionist is a certified financial planner that has enhanced their skills to guide clients through successful transitions. There are only two certified financial transitionists in Ohio, Dan Hypes and Ty Phillippe at Life Plan.
Plan for a successful transition into retirement today. Meet with Dan or Ty. Call 937-438-8000 or visit lifeplanfg.com.
Here with Hope for Today, lead pastor of Fairhaven Church, David Smith.
I often ask people, what do you have faith in? Sounds like an odd question, but we all have faith in something. It may or may not be God. It could be money, our job, our family, our spouse, our abilities, or our golf game. Regardless of what your answer is, we all do have faith in something. So what is it that you have faith in? At Fairhaven Church, we're brought together by an amazing hope, which we don't have to do anything to earn, but we are simply invited to accept. We look for answers together in this uncertain world, and we find them. We would love to have you join us.
Hope for Today with David Smith, lead pastor, with campuses in Centerville, Northmont, and Springboro. For information, visit fairhavenchurch.org. Fairhaven Church. Find hope.
How would you like to flip a contract on a house overnight for a nice profit? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci. For the last 3 years, my elite team of house flippers have used my unique three-step flipping system to reduce risk and make money flipping houses. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, and I can show you how to get up to $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding. That's right, I said it. $350,000 of pre-approved real estate funding, regardless of credit score. Interested candidates, call now and get an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes and Flipping CD kit that will show you how to get in, get out, and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-233-0204 now to get your free Fortunes and Flipping CD. Call 800-233-0204 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-233-0204. That's 800-233-0204. Call now.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
WHIO.
Welcome back, everybody. You are tuned in to AM 1290 and News 957 WHIO on an Ask the Experts weekend. I am Dr. Natalie Yaley, and I'll be with you for the next half hour till noon. Here, you are listening to Take Two Healthcare, Your Guide to Better Living. We are here every Saturday from 11 to noon, and this is a live show, so we do take callers. If you've missed any of the shows, you can check us out on the website at www.take2healthcare.com. That's with the number two. And you can go to the podcast section and listen to any of the old radio shows that we've done. Now, some other cool areas on our website, we have recipes on there. Those are really fun to look at. We also have, if you go to the About section and click on case studies, you can scroll through some of those case studies, and those are examples of different diseases or disorders that we've treated in the clinic. And what it does is it breaks down the patient's history, what they came to us for, their blood work, and then how they improved. So we never guess at what type of therapy or supplement program or dietary guidelines that a patient will need. It's always based on comprehensive testing, which is completely an objective way to test. What that means is that when we test your blood work and then we put you on a particular protocol or treatment plan and then we retest and we see those numbers improve, we aren't guessing that you're improving. It's not like you're telling us, oh yes, I feel better. Well, we can also show you from the numbers that you're improving too. So I feel like it's a really good motivator for people to see that. And that's what keeps people coming back, is because they keep improving. And a lot of times, patients that come to us, it's sad, but typically they come to us as a last resort. Meaning, you know, they've gone to a lot of other clinics medically and nothing seems to work. They can't find a proper diagnosis, or all of the medications they've been on aren't working, or they have a lot of side effects, you know, whatever it is. They'll come to us and say, fix what they've done. Fix what these other clinicians have done to me. And a lot of times it's a chronic case. So they're not going to improve overnight. But just think, if you can improve 2% every month, think of where you'll be at the end of the year. And that's what's great about the testing, is that it will show you how you're improving. It'll show you your progression. And I really feel like that's a great motivator for the patient. Some of the markers that I run in the blood test to follow up with a thermogram. And if you're just tuning in, to recap real fast, thermography is a non-invasive tool used to detect breast cancer. What it does is it reads the heat given off by your body. And in areas of inflammation or areas that have increased blood supply, those will give off large amounts of heat. Cancer grows with the formation of new blood vessels. And with thermography, we are able to detect those blood vessels, where they're located, their size, their shape, and their temperature. And that's how we can detect whether or not you have something more important going on. With thermography, it's perfectly safe for women of all ages, women with implants, and even women with dense breasts. So what I'll typically run in the blood to follow up with a thermogram, besides a comprehensive panel, are a couple specific breast cancer markers. One of them is called a CA2729. So what that is it's an inflammatory marker in the blood that in breast cancer cases, we've seen it in the hundreds. I like to keep it under 20. So it'll come back as a number for you. That'll be your baseline number. And that is something that you can monitor. Now, depending on how it comes back, you can monitor it every year. You could monitor it every week. Like I said, there's no contraindications to running that. So it's a quick, easy test ran in the blood. It can be affected by other cancers as well, such as ovarian, but it is specific for the breast. Another marker that we run in the blood is acronym is LASA, L-A-S-A. And it stands for lipid-associated sialic acid. And the LASA test is a specific blood marker that can allow us to assess overall status, not just of health, but it's specifically related to cancer cell presence or absence. So what it does is it contains these type of proteins that significantly are altered during cancer transformation and are released by malignant cells in the blood. So if there is cancer, these type of proteins will be released in the blood. And this type of assessment is crucial to know and understand in relationship to disease progression. So as we see this number would go up, then that would indicate the progression of cancer would be going up. I have a documented chart in front of me here, and courtesy of Quest Diagnostics, it's a distribution of the LASA tests and the percent elevated when testing the number of subjects that are diagnosed with certain cancers. So for patients that had recurrent metastatic cancer, the number of subjects they tested were 61. The percentage of elevated LASA tests in these patients was 62%. That's pretty high. So 62% of those patients had elevated LASA scores who were diagnosed with recurrent metastatic cancers. Now, let's see, patients that had a benign breast cancer, out of 106 subjects tested, 13% of the LASA tests were elevated. Now, this is also can be specific for ovarian as well. In ovarian cancer, out of 100 patients, 71% of the LASA tests were elevated. That's very specific. And then I also know leukemia and lymphoma, this is also a good test for those type of diseases as well. For leukemia, out of 21 patients, 90% of those patients had elevated LASA scores. And for lymphoma patients, out of 18 subjects tested, 78% had elevated LASA scores. So this LASA test is very specific, especially for certain type of situations. But for example, it has been highly observed in carcinomas of the breast, colon, gynecologic region, so ovarian region, lung, melanoma, leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease. Those are all other areas that this would be elevated in. So that's another test that I will typically run in a comprehensive blood panel for patients, because why not, right? It gives you a really good baseline number of where you're at. So this can be useful for monitoring cancer patients during treatment, especially in combination with other tumor markers. Other tumor markers that we run that may be elevated also would be like ferritin, the alkaline phosphatase, and even C-reactive protein. So those are other areas that we monitor too. Now, keep in mind, these blood tests are not a definitive diagnosis for any type of cancer. Because remember, the only way to diagnose cancer is to do a biopsy of a tumor or, you know, whatever it is they're looking for. So a biopsy will be the only way to tell you whether or not it is cancer. But when out of range, these blood tests always indicate some sort of pathology. And if we test properly and then apply nutritional protocols to improve these test results, the body knows how to heal itself. So there was a time when you did not have cancer. So think about that. So what's changed? This is why testing with us is so important, because nobody knows where they stand until they get tested. And without testing, how do you know if what you're doing is working? We have lots of patients that come in all the time with their supplement lists, and they're taking boatloads of supplements, and they're not sure if they're even working. My favorite is vitamin D. That's just a simple, easy blood test you can run that's telling you whether or not you're taking enough vitamin D or whether or not your vitamin D supplement is even a good quality supplement. And there's other ones too, but that's just an example of what testing can do for you. So even if you think you're healthy and you don't have symptoms, that doesn't mean you're deficient in other areas. Doesn't mean that your cancer cells aren't present. Dr. Merkel always says, genetics will load a gun, but environment will pull a trigger. So if you have cancer cells and it is in your genes, doesn't mean you're necessarily going to express those cells, but when those cells are given the right environment, you know, if you're eating a pro-inflammatory diet, if you don't exercise, if you smoke, those are all reasons that give those cancer cells ability to grow and express themselves. So anyways, there's a lot of different testing that you can do that's non-invasive to detect cancer. And I'm focusing this segment on breast cancer because of the thermography services that we offer in our office. And we've seen very good results in women who get the thermography done and never knew that they were very inflamed on one breast or both breasts. Typically, these women have high density in their breast tissue, so their mammograms aren't that reliable. So it's great that they're getting these thermograms. Anyways, thermography is 10% off during the month of May, so schedule your appointment now because I promise you it will book up. We are off to another short break. You are listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. We'll be right back.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Holy Angels Catholic Church, 324 South Ohio Avenue in Sydney, will be observing Divine Mercy Sunday, April 23rd. The message of Divine Mercy is simple. It is that God loves all of us. This devotion was revealed to St. Faustina, a Polish nun, when Jesus appeared to her throughout her life. These appearances are recorded in St. Faustina's diary, and in these writings, Jesus requested that the Feast of Mercy be celebrated on the first Sunday after Easter each year. In gratitude for God's mercy, Holy Angels Catholic Church will have a holy hour 3 p.m. April 3rd. This devotion will include exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, singing of the chaplet and praises of the Divine Mercy, veneration of the Sacred Image, and also benediction. To receive God's grace promised on Divine Mercy Sunday, you need to worthily receive Holy Communion on the Feast of Mercy after making a good confession beforehand and by living in such a way as to remain in a state of grace. Holy Angels has many opportunities for confession. Visit our website for schedules and more information at holyangelsydney.com.
Cold and flu season is here. Stop in at Health Foods Unlimited for savings on your favorite vitamins and supplements, including Primal Defense from Garden of Life, ImmunoShield, Ester C, and Oregano Force.
Also, the number one selling standardized elderberry extract, Sambucus, from Nature's Way. We supply you with organic produce, natural and organic groceries, frozen foods, bulk herbs, teas, holistic pet foods, dairy and non-dairy products. Stop in today and save at Health Foods Unlimited. We're a half mile east of the Dayton Mall in the Southtown Shopping Center on State Route 725. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 5.
Health Foods Unlimited, the natural way of caring for you.
It's back. Your brown weed infested yard, not a beautiful sight. Call New Lawn. Their professional weed and feed experts can make your lawn beautiful with just four quarterly applications. Serving Clark, Champaign, and Madison counties. Call 937-828-1321 for a free lawn analysis. Visit their website, nu-lawn.com. Life's hard enough. You shouldn't have to suffer with your home's hard water. BecoSoft Water can meet your water softening and drinking water needs by installing one of their high-efficiency, computer-demand water softeners that adjust to your lifestyle. Trust BecoSoft Water, a local family-owned business for over 50 years and an A-plus accredited member of the Better Business Bureau. Go to BecoSoftWater.com. Wagner Power Equipment, 520 West National Road in Englewood's ready to provide the finest lawn and garden equipment for you, including Steel's battery-powered chainsaws, plus Bobcat Hustler and Simplicity mowers. Come in to Wagner Power Equipment in Englewood.
Sometimes you just need to get away. Why not do it in style? It's the Great Getaway Giveaway at Miami Valley Gaming. On Saturday, April 29th, you could win a Venture Sport Trek RV or $20,000 cash. Get away in style and comfort in your very own Venture RV. So grab a Buckeye and come on down Saturday, April 29th. We're just off I-75 at exit 29.
See player services for complete rules. Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Call Logan AC and Heat Services now.
Ask us about 0% APR financing and get a free Wi-Fi thermostat with your new system.
Free estimates and next day installation.
Logan Services in Dayton.
Ed Smith Flowers and Gifts, Dayton's downtown florist, reminds you that Wednesday is Administrative Professionals Day. Call 222-9441 or go to edsmithflowers.com and order flower arrangements. They'll deliver them too. Ed Smith Flowers and Gifts, 209 West Riverview Avenue.
Dayton is the birthplace of aviation, the cradle of aerospace innovation. Now the world will know. Announcing the Triumph of Flight, a stunning 27-story Wright Flyer monument soaring over the intersection of I-70 and 75, the centerpiece of the evolution of Flight Park, a learning center, theater, and Ohio's Aviation Hall of Fame. We have the plan. Now we need your passion. Watch our video and help the dream take flight at WrightMonument.org.
This is Larry Hanskin from Miami Valley's Morning News. Every weekday, starting at 5 a.m., our team has one goal: to get you up to speed and get you to work on time.
I'm meteorologist Kirstie Zontini. I'll have an updated forecast every 6 minutes.
And I'm Sergeant Mark Bauer, updating you on the latest traffic conditions affecting your drive-in.
And I'm Brittany Otto. Chris Collins and I keep you up to speed on the latest breaking news from overnight.
When you get in the car, listen to Miami Valley's Morning News with me, Larry Hanskin, on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Looking ahead to a mainly dry day. That being said, could see a few passing showers, mainly south of I-70. Cooler than average with highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, clearing skies, turning chilly. We'll dip down to a low around 40 degrees. As we take a look at your Sunday, even warmer. We'll see temperatures into the mid to upper 60s for the afternoon under mostly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back, everybody. You're tuned into Take Two Healthcare, your guide to better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. I have been your host for this hour's show. My name is Dr. Natalie Yaley, board-certified doctor of chiropractic and clinical thermography technician. If you missed the show, check us out online, www.take2healthcare.com. Our office phone number is 937-433-3241, and we are open Monday through Friday. Just to recap some of the events coming up that we are doing in our clinic, during the month of May is Women's Health Month. So ladies out there, schedule your breast thermogram before all the slots fill up. Normally at 160, this will be offered at 144. Comes with your report from Dr. Robert Kane, myself, and a visit with me to sit down and go over the images. Oh, it also includes your images as well. If you want to get them on a jump drive, we can do that for you. Also, May 6th, we will be hosting the show live at Health Foods Unlimited out by the Dayton Mall. So come out, join us for that hour show. We'll be interviewing the vendors. There'll be a ton of vendors there with food samples, samples for skincare products, and I mean, you name it. It's a lot of fun to go out there during their anniversary sales. Pretty much everything in the store will be some sort of percentage off. So it's a lot of fun to go out there and check that out. They do a great job with that. We do appreciate all the listeners that tune into the show. We get a lot of compliments on the show. And if you ever have a particular question that you think would be a great topic for a radio program, you can check us out on our Facebook page and you can private message us. You can't post anything on the timeline, but you can private message us. That would be a great way to give us some ideas of topics that we can talk about here on air, or you can always call in when we're doing the radio show live. So we are more than happy to be providing you this show. And we really hope that we're able to give you just a little bit of knowledge every time that you tune in. You know, if you can take away one thing a week from listening to this show on how to live a better life or to be healthier tomorrow than you are today, that's our goal. And that's really our goal as a clinic itself. You know, we're not there to put people on a two-week program or a three-week program. We are there to educate you on all of your options and your best options, because we have your interest at our best and we care about you. And we want you to know what to do and why to do it, what to eat and why to eat it. You know, not just say, you know, you'd really benefit from a healthy diet and exercise. Well, that's whatever. Everyone knows that. But what is a healthy diet for you? You don't know until you test. But there are some general things that you can take into consideration to create a lifestyle that would benefit your health and then make you live a healthier lifestyle. So we hope that you are able to leave every weekend just with one or two things from listening to the show. Thank you again for tuning in. We are out for today. I appreciate all the listeners out there. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley here on Take Two Healthcare, your guide to better living on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. We'll see you next week.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill.